The ex-husband is vengeful. Chapter 381. Seeing that both Harvey and Fane chose to stand on your side, I'll give you another chance. If you let Xander go right now, I can pretend as though nothing happened and let you walk out of here unscathed. If you choose not to, however, you'll bear the consequences of my wrath. Anson began to get angry. It was one thing for Harvey to embarrass him in front of everyone, after all, they were equal in ranking and thus could not do anything about it, but this was not the same for Leon. How dare this orphan refuse his peace offer? Anson was outraged by this. Leon was just about to reply when all of a sudden, Janice interrupted him with an expression of concern, "Leon, why don't we just let this go? After all, I didn't even get hurt." She tugged on his sleeve in an attempt to get his attention. She always thought that Leon's friendship with the Shears and Fane was built on sheer chance and luck, but now, after witnessing both Harvey and Fane insist on standing up for him, she finally realized that she underestimated Leon all this while. This was no doubt a shocking revelation for her. However, despite the shock, she still knew that Leon's status was far below that of Jacob and Anson, considering he did not hail from a powerful or influential family at all. Therefore, even if Harvey and Fane could help him now, this did not mean they could protect him forever. She did not dare to imagine the consequences if Leon were to cross both Jacob and Anson just for her sake. She could not bear to let Leon suffer for her sake. No. I've already said this before, I will stop at nothing until I get revenge for how they treated you. Leon declared, swatting Janice's cold hand away. The truth was, he knew full well how risky it was for him to cross Jacob and Anson, but he believed that true men should stick up for the people they loved. He already began thinking of Janice as a close family member, and anyone who dared to hurt his family had to pay the price. This was non-negotiable. What an arrogant boy. Well, Mr. Lowe and I have vowed to protect Xander, and I'm curious to see just how you'll match up against the two of us. Anson said, cackling. Xander and Brody were overjoyed to hear this. They were disappointed when Jacob almost surrendered but, to their surprise, their entire situation took a turn for the better when Anson appeared. Even though there were two against two, this was still the Northern King's territory, and Anson and Jacob would have a clear advantage. If a fight were to break out here and the Northern King was alerted, this would no doubt reflect poorly on Leon and he would have to meet the Northern King's wrath. Anson, pick on someone your size, like me. If you insist on helping Jacob Lowe, I shall challenge you to a duel. Harvey laughed as he stepped forward to block Anson's way. Fane, on the other hand, began to hesitate. The Northern and Southern Kings were enemies, and if his only opponent was Jacob, he would undoubtedly stand on Leon's side, but Anson's appearance changed everything. Anson was the heir to the Collins family and was one of the youngest martial artists in Springfield City. His power was on par with that of Harvey's. Therefore, if Fane were to continue helping Leon and inadvertently make Anson his enemy, this would bring inconvenience and possible danger to his father, the Southern King. Chapter 382. Besides, the bond between him and Leon was not as strong as Harvey's, so it was understandable that he would have doubts. Anson quickly recognized Fane's hesitation and smiled. "Please think twice, Fane. My power level is on par with Harvey's, and we will both be excellent opponents in battle, but the same can't be said for you. Mr. Lynch is far more powerful than you, and you're no match for him at all. If you insist on standing up Leon Wolf, you'll have to suffer the consequences. As he said this, Anson shot Jacob a meaningful look, and Jacob immediately understood. For Mr. Collins is right. If you choose to back out right now, Fane, I can always act as though none of this happened, but if you insist on stepping up against me, I won't show you any mercy. I won't be responsible for anything that happens, even if you end up crippled from this fight or get your handsome face injured and suffer humiliation for the rest of your life, he threatened in an attempt to scare Fane. If Fane were to back out at the last minute and leave Harvey to fend for himself, they would have a much better chance of winning. You don't have to try scaring me, Jacob. We in the gangster world value loyalty more than anything, and since Leon is my friend, I will never leave him for dead. Fane came to a decision shortly thereafter and still chose to stand by Leon's side. Well, it's your death sentence, a glimmer of malice flashed through Jacob's eyes. We shall see. Even though my power level is no match for you, that isn't the same for Mr. Wolf. He can defeat you as easily as he can squish an ant. Fane spat. He was confident after being reminded that Leon was a member of the realm of Supreme Masters. What a joke. I'm only inches away from achieving the peak innate state, and only a handful of people have been known to beat me, including Harvey and Mr. Collins. How will this orphan even be able to match against me? Jacob burst into laughter and shot Leon a disdainful glance. He could not help adding, he will be defeated, unless he can somehow summon even the Fields or the Youngs to help him out and make this a balanced battle. He immediately burst into laughter after hearing his own words. Up the four major families and the two kings of the north and south were the most influential forces in the city, and it was already astounding enough to see four out of six people in one room. If either the Fields or the Youngs were to appear, this would be a miracle. I'm not sure whether he's capable of summoning the Fields, but the Youngs are here, no doubt, a cold yet melodic voice rang out. Iris and Louisa strode into the room with a few members of their clan following behind. Iris Young. Jacob's jaw dropped. He never thought that Iris Young would show up here, right at the exact moment he mentioned her name. This was astounding. He was not the only one shocked by this, even Fane and Anson gaped. Both sides were at equal advantage up until the moment Iris arrived. Even though none of them could figure out Iris's intention of coming here, one thing was no doubt, Iris would become the key figure in this battle. Whomever side she chose to join would undoubtedly have an advantage and win the battle. Harvey and Cynthia, however, were far calmer as compared to Jacob and Fane. Chapter 383. The two of them were well aware of Leon and Iris's connection and thus knew that Iris was probably here for Leon's sake. Anson, on the other hand, did not know this. Instead, he plastered a charming smile onto his face and approached Iris. What are you doing here, Iris? Did you come all the way here to help me? Despite the striking grin on his face, a glimmer of lust flashed through his eyes when his gaze fell onto Iris's face. Iris was the prettiest out of the four beauties, and her looks charmed and stole the hearts of many. Anson was one of them. He tried to win Iris's heart for over 2 years now. Iris's sudden appearance made him excited to think that she came there to help him. Surely she could not have possibly shown up for that orphan Leon Wolf. Get lost. I'm here to help Leon, not you. Iris snapped, shooting him a frosty glance. Anson was one of the biggest flirts in town and got in and out of relationships quicker than one could recite the alphabet. She always detested flighty men like this and naturally, did not give Anson the time of day. What? How can this be? Anson felt as though he was struck by lightning. He knew of Iris's aloof personality, she was always cold and distant, constantly rejecting the hearts of many. Because of this, he could not understand how a nobody like Leon Wolf could have gotten on Iris's good side, so much so that she was willing to come all the way to help him. Who the hell is this? Even Jacob and Xander were appalled by this. They knew thought that someone who hailed from absolutely nothing would not only be friends with Fainpool and Harvey Shear but Iris Young as well. This man was far more powerful than they ever thought. Not even Jacob and Anson managed to accomplish such the impressive feat of having connections with three of the most influential forces in the city, yet Leon managed to pull this off, and this astounded them greatly. This is impressive, Mr. Wolf. I'm utterly amazed. Fain immediately gave Leon a thumbs up. He knew that the four major families were always at each other's throats, but the fact that Leon could summon both Harvey Shear and Iris Young to help him said a lot about his character. Mason felt the same, he was willing to work for Leon out of gratitude, but now, after witnessing the extent of Leon's reach, he immediately realized how correct his decision was. Leon was still so young, if he continued working for Leon, there was no doubt that he would be able to bring him to great places. Janice, on the other hand, bit her lip nervously. She stared at Leon's handsome face with an intent look, confusion, and shock swirling through her mind. This was not a simple coincidence anymore, there was no way Leon could have gained the trust of three powerful people based on pure luck alone. At this moment, she finally realized that Leon was no longer the naive, parentless child she remembered. Iris did not seem to notice everyone's shock and instead circled past Anson to stand in front of Leon. Chapter 384. The truth was, she was also extremely shocked by the fact that four out of the six major forces were gathered here today. Fortunately, it was clear that the Shears and Fainpool were all on Leon's side. She was relieved to see this. If all four of them were against Leon, she would not stand a chance against them at all, no matter how powerful she was. Leon, you, Iris was just about to ask further when she caught sight of Leon's cheek. Then, she glanced again at Janice, who stood behind Leon with a coat draped over her shoulder, and a scowl crossed her face. She quickly swallowed her words and turned her head away, refusing to meet Leon's gaze. What's wrong, Iris? Leon was puzzled by this. Louisa inched closer to him and whispered with a funny look, Mr. Wolf, there's a lipstick mark on your cheek. I wonder who left it there. What? Leon immediately wiped his cheek and was gobsmacked to see the red stain on his hand. All of a sudden, he recalled that Janice kissed him on the cheek when he rescued her just now and must have left a lipstick mark there. Iris, please listen to me. This is just a huge misunderstanding, Leon began to grow fretful. He finally understood why Cynthia had given him such a strange look when she first laid eyes on him. It was because she, too, noticed the lipstick mark. Despair and regret spread into his heart as he secretly reprimanded Cynthia for failing to point it out to him. It was all Janice's fault. Knowing she left the mark there, she did not remind him about it and instead embarrassed him in front of so many people. "I don't care what happened. You and I have nothing going on, so you don't have to explain anything to me," Iris said in such a cold voice that it sent shivers down everyone's spines. "This isn't what you think it is," Leon was about to burst into tears, but before he could finish, Iris interrupted him curtly, "I'm not interested to find out, so please shut your mouth." Iris scoffed, but despite that, she could not help feeling a surge of frustration spread through her entire body. The truth was, the seed of love and admiration began to grow in her icy, cold heart from the moment Leon put his arms around her at the cinema. Seeing the lipstick mark on Leon's face, and his jacket draped across Janice's shoulders sent jealousy raging through her body. The truth was, she knew full well that she had no control over what Leon chose to do since he was not even her boyfriend, but she still could not help feeling jealous over this. All of a sudden, she realized that she fell for Leon without her knowing. This realization startled her greatly, and she did not know how to face Leon ever again. Therefore, she put on her icy, cold persona to attempt to hide her panic. "Iris, you," the color drained from Anson's face. He was Iris's admirer and had since a long time ago thought of her as the only woman he wanted to marry. Therefore, seeing how bothered Iris, the woman who never gave another man so much as a second glance seemed to be by the lipstick mark on Leon's face, sent alarm bells ringing through his head. Chapter 385. His gaze was immediately clouded by another layer of hatred toward Leon. Harvey, on the other hand, was oblivious to the newfound tension in the room. He broke the silence by saying curtly, "Jacob, Anson, it's now the three of us against the two of you. What do you have to say about that?" "I," the color drained from Jacob's face. Even though Iris was not a martial artist herself, the people she brought with her were undoubtedly the best of the best. If they were to get into a fight head on, he and Anson would surely lose in this situation. "Are you sure you want to help this scumbag, Iris?" Anson asked in anticipation. He was hoping that Iris would reconsider her decision and choose him over Leon. "That's right. Leon is my friend, and any enemy of his is an enemy of the Youngs," Iris replied coldly, her attitude adamant. Even though she was still a little jealous over the lipstick mark, she was still willing to stand on Leon's side without hesitation, out of consideration of everything he did for her in the past. She was very clear about drawing boundaries. "Fine." Anson burst into laughter. He wanted nothing more than to skin Leon alive, right? Seeing that he had Iris behind his back, he had no choice but to give this up. "Consider yourself lucky, you punk. I will show you mercy this one time for Iris's sake, but there's no telling what will happen the next time we meet," he declared, then turned around and swiftly retreated. Jacob felt even more powerless at this. "Leon Wolf, I will remember your name for the rest of my life, and you'd better hope we don't cross paths again in the future," Jacob snarled. He could not possibly take on three people on his own and thus had no choice but to suppress his anger and choose to surrender. "Please don't do this, Mr. Lo. You have to help me. You can't leave me here for dead," Xander wailed. He knew full well that if Jacob left, Leon would be free to do whatever he wanted with him. "Bear the consequences of your actions, scumbag." Jacob scoffed and left without a second glance. Xander watched helplessly as Jacob's silhouette disappeared from view. Brody felt no better. He and Xander were hopeful that Anson would be able to help them, but Iris's appearance diminished all ounce of hope. At this moment, they were weeping with despair and regret. If they knew how powerful Leon was, they would never have dared to cross him, but it was too late. "It's time you pay the price for your actions, Xander Long," Leon snarled with a malicious glint in his eyes. With that, he lifted his leg and gave Xander a sharp kick in his energy center, thereby effectively diminishing his power level. Ah! Xander let out a blood-curdling scream and slumped onto the ground in a heap. Chapter 386. The energy center was the core of a martial artist's training, and to lose it was to lose all ounces of their power and hereby become an ordinary person. Leon did not want to kill Xander, all he wanted to do was take away Xander's energy center and render him powerless, but still alive. This was the best he could do. "Mason, send both of them to the hospital and make sure nothing happens to them," he ordered. Both Brody and Xander were injured by him and needed urgent treatment. If they did not go to a hospital immediately, something terrible would happen, and he did not need the police on his trail at this time. "Yes." Mason gestured for a few of his men to follow him, then left with Brody and Xander. "Mr. Poole, Mr. Shears, and you, too, Iris, thank you all for your help. I wouldn't have been able to do this without you." Leon did not forget about thanking his friends. "You're too kind, Mr. Wolf. This is the least I can do for you after how you helped my family," Harvey replied, smiling. Cynthia, on the other hand, was far less humble than her brother. A sly expression crossed her face as she said, "Leon, if you want to thank me, you can give me another two sets of Elegante Group's products that you previously gifted me. They work absolute wonders." "No problem," Leon replied, nodding. A split second later, he realized that Iris's expression was a little dark. The skincare products that he gifted Cynthia were a part of Elegante Group's property and thus, belonged to Iris as well. Even though a mere few sets of her product would not amount to much less, and Iris would not reprimand Leon for something as small as this, she still could not help feeling a little annoyed by this. Leon used her products to butter Cynthia up, and of course, she would be displeased. Cynthia was a beautiful woman, arguably as pretty as she was. "Leon, you've always been so kind to me. Thank you so much." Cynthia gave him a charming smile, then turned around and shot Iris a triumphant look behind Leon's back. Leon managed to win her heart ever since he rescued her from her accidental overdose of the energy nurturing pills, and since then, she developed feelings toward him. However, she knew full well that Leon was in love with Iris, so naturally, she felt a little uneasy to see Iris show up here, so much so that the thought of stealing Leon away from Iris crossed her mind. However, on second thought, she knew that she could not do that. For one, she did not want to risk angering Leon and resulting in the disruption of their friendship. Secondly, she was a prideful woman and could not bring herself to stoop so low as to steal someone else's boyfriend. Therefore, the only thing she could do to ease her anger was to provoke Iris while she had the chance. Iris scowled at this. She had a sharp intuition and immediately understood what Cynthia tried to do. In the past, Leon was nothing more than a divorcee with nothing under his name in her eyes, and she always treated him as just a friend. However, their encounter at the cinema made her realize that she could not seem to go a day without thinking of him. To her surprise, however, she seemed to have many competitors. Leon seemed to be close with Janice, and now, even Cynthia appeared to be interested in him too. Chapter 387. She could not understand how a divorcee like Leon had become so popular among the ladies. If there's nothing else, Mr. Wolf, Cynthia and I will excuse ourselves. Harvey was utterly oblivious to the silent rivalry between Cynthia and Iris. We'll cross paths again soon, Mr. Wolf. Fane, too, was about to leave. I seem to have underestimated you, Leon. Not only do you have connections with the Shears, but now, you are even friends with Fane Poole, son of the Southern King. Iris shot Leon a cold look after watching Harvey, Cynthia, and Fane leave. She knew of Leon's friendship with the Shears, and thus was not shocked by Harvey and Cynthia's presence here. However, she had no idea that Leon was also friends with Fane Poole, and this surprised her greatly. This was not the most important thing, however, what mattered more was how popular Leon seemed to have become among the ladies. Was this the same Leon Wolf she first met? She could not help wondering if she ever knew Leon in the first place. This was an unsettling thought. I'm sorry, Iris, but I need to send Janice home first, Leon let out an awkward to disguise how spooked he was by Iris' cold gaze. After what happened regarding the lipstick mark, he knew that Iris would be infuriated to hear this, but he could not possibly leave Janice here, could he? Well, do whatever you want. It has nothing to do with me anyway. Let's go, Louisa. With that, Iris scoffed, turned around and left without a second glance. I guess I'll have to explain everything to her once I get home, Leon wailed, then let Janice out of the villa. Together, they got into his motorcycle and sped away. On the way home, Janice asked nonchalantly, Leon, was the beautiful yet aloof woman who showed up at the last minute Miss Iris Young, the prettiest out of the four beauties? How did you and her even meet, anyway? Oh, she's the CEO of Elegante Group. I saved her life in the past, Leon explained as briefly as he could since he could not speak loudly over the motorcycle engine. Oh. Well, is she your girlfriend? Janice's heart leaped into her throat. After what happened, her intuition was telling her that something was going on between Leon and Iris. Perhaps they were boyfriend and girlfriend. If this had happened in the past, she would be overjoyed to learn that Leon had found such a beautiful and outstanding girlfriend, but now, things were different. After Leon saved her, she could not help seeing him in a different light and was now beginning to develop feelings toward him. What made her change her mind about him was when he bravely insisted on taking on Jacob Lowe for her sake. She and Leon had been friends since college, yet it took them such a long time to develop their friendship until this stage. If Iris was truly his girlfriend, how would she be able to handle this? "She's not my girlfriend yet." Chapter 388. Leon shook his head. Despite answering Janice's questions, his attention already flew far away. He thought of Iris and wondered how he would even begin to explain everything to her. "That's good." Janice let out a sigh of relief, and a smile spread across her face. Even though Leon denied being an item with Iris, she could tell from his tone that he was interested in Iris too. However, this did not matter. She and Leon had such a strong basis for their relationship. Perhaps Leon liked her too without knowing himself. As long as Iris and Leon were not dating, she still stood a chance of making Leon hers. Besides, she and Leon had 7 years of extra time spent together, and there was no way Iris would be able to surpass that. "What did you just say, Janice?" "I couldn't hear you clearly," Leon asked. "Nothing," Janice bit her lip. She could not help recalling her mother's advice. Her mother was right to say that Leon was a good man and that she needed to seize the opportunity to be with him before he caught other women's eyes. At the thought of this, Janice summoned all the courage she had to inch closer to Leon's back and wrap both her arms around his waist. Her heart was racing in her chest. Their bodies were pressed against each other, and Leon immediately stiffened when he felt two soft, warm bulges squeezing against his back. He did not know why Janice would do this all of a sudden and wondered if perhaps she still felt a little shocked over the events that unfolded, or if she was just doing this because she treated him like family. However, he was still a grown man after all, and the feeling of Janice's curves against his back made his breath catch in his throat. He could not help his thoughts from traveling to some place he knew he should not have. He managed to send Janice home, albeit having to sit through the entire ride in a fluster. Harris and Leanne were overjoyed to see their daughter arrive home safe, and after learning that Leon saved her from peril, they could not help thanking Leon profusely for his help. After some brief conversation, Leon left on his motorcycle, anxious to get home so that he could explain himself to Iris. Dragon Bay Villa. It was already 10 p.m. by the time Leon arrived home, and both Iris and Louisa already tucked themselves into bed. Leon paced in front of Iris' bedroom and finally mustered the courage to knock on her door. "Who is it?" Iris's melodic voice rang out from inside the room. "It's me, Iris. Please open the door, I have something to say to you," Leon replied sheepishly. "I've gone to bed. Please go away and we can talk tomorrow." Iris's voice turned cold when she realized it was Leon. "Please don't do this. Iris, please open the door. I only have a few things to say," Leon refused to take no for an answer. However, Iris was already determined to ignore him. No matter how hard he knocked, she would not open the door for him. Creak, the door on the other side of the hallway was flung open as Louisa strode out of the room, dressed in a silky nightgown. "Can you stop knocking, Lude? My cousin is angry at you, and no matter how hard you try, she won't open the door for you." Chapter 389. Louisa rolled her eyes at him. "What am I supposed to do now? You have to help me, Louisa." Leon shot her a desperate look. "You've come here empty, handed with nothing to show for your sincerity, so how am I supposed to help you? Louise snapped. What do you mean, sincerity? Leon froze in confusion. What do you think, you twat? Louisa rolled her eyes at him, then gestured for him to approach her. She whispered in his ear, you idiot. If you want my cousin to ease up her anger, you should at least buy some flowers or a gift to show your sincerity. Otherwise, how are you going to get her to listen to you? Is she supposed to do that by just believing everything you say? Oh, Leon immediately understood what she was talking about. I understand now, Louisa. Thank you, I'll be right back. With that, he turned and sprinted away. Inside the room, Iris grew even more outraged when she heard Leon's knocking cease. She could even vaguely make out the sound of his footsteps retreating. She never thought Leon would give up so easily. Was he this impatient toward her? Or did she simply not matter to him at all? Iris was disappointed at this, so much so that she could not seem to fall asleep despite tossing and turning. In the past, she took Leon in, out of gratitude for having rescued her and treated him as just a friend, but their encounter at the cinema, especially his refusal to let go of her, tugged at her heartstrings. She did not know why Leon did that, perhaps he liked her and even wanted to be with her. But Leon and I come from such different backgrounds, it's as though we're from different worlds. Will grandfather and the rest of the family approve of our relationship? On second thought, Leon's quite talented. He managed to become friends with both Harvey Shear and Fane Poole, this is an amazing feat that not everyone can pull off. If I give Leon some more time to grow, perhaps one day he'll become so powerful that grandfather and the rest will finally approve of us. Wait a minute, what on earth are you thinking, Iris Young? Leon never even admitted he liked you, nor did he confess his feelings to you, so why are you making up so many imaginary scenarios in your head? Besides, he seems to be close with that Janice girl. Perhaps she's his new girlfriend. Not only that, but Cynthia seems to be interested in him too, so what makes you think he'd pick you? Iris shook her head, trying to rid herself of these thoughts. After God knew how long, the sound of rapid knocking woke her up just as she was about to drift off. Iris, it's me. Have you gone to sleep already? Louisa's voice rang out. Not yet, Louisa. What's wrong? What's keeping you up so late at night? Iris asked dubiously. Well, I have something to discuss with you, replied Louisa. Okay. Give me a second. Chapter 390. Iris got up and unlocked the door. All of a sudden, a gigantic bouquet of roses materialized before her face. Before she could even figure out what went on, Leon already darted into the room and closed the door behind him. Leon, what are you doing here? Iris's expression turned cold as she realized that she was tricked by Leon and Louisa's scheme. Iris, these beautiful flowers are for a beauty like you. I hope you'll like them, Leon held the bouquet out to her, grinning. Who cares about flowers? Iris turned her head away, trying to ignore him. I know you're still angry at me, Iris, but please listen to me. Nothing is going on between Janice and me, and that's the truth. She kissed me on my cheek out of gratitude for my having rescued her, and that's all it was, Leon tried to explain himself. I don't care what happens between you and her. This has nothing to do with me at all. I've already told you this, you don't have to explain anything to me. Iris snapped. However, Leon's explanation and the flowers he brought successfully managed to douse the flames of anger within her by half. Of course, I have to give you an explanation. Iris, I fell for you the moment I laid eyes on you. The sun, the moon, and the stars can bear witness to my love. Will you be my girlfriend? Leon finally decided to seize the opportunity and professed his love. What? Iris was taken aback by this. She never thought Leon would confess his feelings to her all of a sudden, and she was so shocked by this that she froze momentarily, unsure of what to do. Seeing that Iris did not reject him, Leon immediately realized that she probably had feelings for him, too. An expression of delight crossed his face as he wrapped his arms around Iris's slender waist and pulled her into his embrace. Iris, I love you so much, and you're the only person on my mind. I know that I can't give you a future as of now, but I truly love you more than anything in this world. Can you please do me the honor of being my girlfriend? He asked earnestly, his arms wrapped tightly around Iris so that she would not be able to pull away. You'd better let go of me. Why are you hugging me when I haven't even agreed to be your girlfriend? Iris's cheeks flushed scarlet, and she struggled against his grasp to no avail. I won't let go of you. If you don't agree to be my girlfriend, Leon began to get lost in the faint fragrance of Iris's skin and her rosy lips. What are you going to do? Iris asked, her heart thumping in her chest. I will kiss you until you say yes. Leon could not hold himself back any longer, he lowered his head and pressed his lips against hers. Iris widened her eyes in shock as she watched Leon's face approach her, followed by the warmth of his lips on hers. She could not believe this happened. A few moments later, she broke out of her stupor and tried to push him away, but Leon kissed her so forcefully and so greedily that no matter how hard she struggled, she could not get away from him.